Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Something to keep in mind when you're headed back to work this morning. It's real enough that it, someone felt the need to address it. Have you ever heard of office goggles? It's like beer goggles, just at work. It's the idea that you're into somebody at the office, even though you would never look twice at them if you pass them on the streets. Apparently, this has been in Urban Dictionary since 2006. So it's not brand new, but I'd never heard it, and a lot of other people hadn't either. This woman, and of course this comes from TikTok, but her only real theory, and this makes sense though, is that you see this person so much that it changes your perception of how hot they are. So, like, if there are seven in the streets, you're at work and there are nine. Because you see them all the time, and then and in your mind, it's just like they're better and they're hotter and they're all of this other stuff. Obviously, the advice is to be mindful of this, since making a move on a coworker in 2024 can be super dicey. And be careful then if you're going to hit up a Monday happy hour later too, office goggles and beer goggles together, bad idea. So be armed with that knowledge as you head out into the world today. Thank you for starting your day with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I saw this 1,000 times this weekend because everybody's catching up from the week. They just released the results. The survey people, Gallup, just put out their World Happiness Report. They've done it every year since 2012. They rank how people in more than 140 countries evaluate the quality of their lives. Now, you know, all the chaos in this country the past few years, we're pretty happy, relatively speaking. Things are starting to wear on us a touch, though. 7 years in a row, Finland, number one in happiness. Denmark, two. Iceland, number three. Sweden, four. Goes on from there. A lot of the Nordic countries, that kind of thing. You're going, okay, yeah, where's the U.S.? Well, 20th. If you're a little older, you're a little happier. If you're younger, you're more dissatisfied. Actually, I take that back. We're 23rd. 23rd out of 140. Not so awful, but it's the lowest since they started doing it about 12 years ago. Take that knowledge for what you will.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Let's get after it with some good feeling stories of the day. How about this, mom in Texas? went to go do some, I was going to say prom shopping. No, she wanted an evening gown for herself. So she went to Goodwill, found one for $15, found out this dress. I love these stories when people find stuff like this. Found out it was made by Jackie Kennedy. Yeah, that one. Jackie Kennedy's personal designer. Like JFK's first lady wife, Jackie Kennedy. Bagley, if that reference is lost on you. She was also like a fashion icon. So, yeah, they found out this evening gown at Goodwill for $15, made by Jackie Kennedy's personal designer. Not clear how much it's worth now. They're trying to determine. It may very well be custom made and one of one. Oh, my God, that's worth a bajillion dollars. A guy in Oklahoma out camping accidentally shot himself last week. Luckily, two future nurses were hiking nearby, saved this dude's life. They're first year students. They were on spring break and said it was meant to be. They chose the right line of work. Somebody was looking out for everybody. The guy will make a full recovery because they found him. And finally this morning, okay, I love the story. Let's talk through the idea here just for a second. Two friends since kindergarten just headed off on a road trip. They want to raise money for no-kill animal shelters. Good, right? Thumbs up, right? Yes. They loved Power Wheels growing up. Yeah, you're right. If you've skipped ahead in the story, you're right. They're trying to set the world record for the longest journey by toy car. This sounds awful. They each have their own Power Wheel. I don't know. They're driving 500 miles down the coast of Florida from Jacksonville to Key West. Find out more about it, and you can pitch in by purchasing swag at their website, The Ear Socks. Yeah, TheEarSocks.com. They're already dealing with a bunch of rain, and they're already having car trouble because, well, yeah, you can only imagine. So, but go check it out anyway. And like I said, maybe not the greatest of idea, but fantastic story. That's why it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Seriously, what happened over the weekend with, I mean, we all knew the wind was coming and all that, but then they're calling it grapple. That little tiny hail, the Dippin' Dots looking hail. We had that. I was like, what sort of apocalyptic, you know, what's happening right now? Although, bonus points to, for those of you who've been following along closely with the Chet Buchanan Show, yes, there will be a co-host coming. It is Michaela Gordon, and she's like, look, the only tornado allowed around here is me. And I went, that's accurate. So she's starting soon. My guess is, and I don't know why, but for some reasons of formality, I think on the 1st, officially, I don't even know what day the 1st is, but I believe that's when it's happening, and there may be an appearance later on this week, but I don't know. Important stuff for you to know. They've opened a new thing at Legoland. It's called Dino Valley, and your kids are going to be, you're going to have severe FOMO when you see other people that have already gone before you. B, your kids are going to lose their minds. C, we have free tickets coming up at 8 o'clock for you to go check out Dino Valley at Legoland. So get ready for that. We've also got Best in Show tickets in just a minute. That's that big thing that John Huck and I do with the Animal Foundation every year. It's a dog show. Sort of fancy. Open. Huck and I usually go a gray suit, pink shirt, open collar, no ties. But it's like, you know, like it's as fancy as you want it to be. I guess. Because if you just want to show up in, you know, in your flip-flops, it's probably cool, too. But they also have, like, VIP tables where they're drinking champagne and they're, you know, and it's lovely. It's just, it has become one of my favorite events. And so we want to give you free tickets to that, too. And if you jumped on the Vegas Thrill Train, professional volleyball, we'll get you hooked up for those guys as well. If you are one of those people that goes, okay, yeah, I'm going to vote in November, but my God, I would vote for literally anybody else besides these two clowns. I went, you know, that's how most of us feel. We can't say it out loud, but that's how a lot of us feel. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas has just announced that he is running for president, and he changed his name legally. Changed his name to first name, literally, middle name, anybody, last name, else. A judge, who did not find it nearly as funny as we do, ultimately signed off on the name change. So it's official. The guy's even got a new driver's license. The whole deal. Mr. Else. Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. So he's going to run for president as literally anybody else. He's trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. For example, here we would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate. So, and a poll this month asked people, this is a movie, by the way. This is a movie that's about to happen. A poll this month asked people who they trusted to lead the country, Trump, Biden, or neither. 30% said neither. So this is going to happen. And then we're going to be stuck with well, maybe he's not so terrible. He's an Army vet, so he's got that on his resume. He says his campaign is less about winning and more about sending a message. Quote, people should have the option to vote for somebody who resembles and represents them, not just the lesser of two evils. His name before, if you want to Google him, his name before he changed to literally anybody else was Dustin Eby. And if he doesn't win, it sounds like he plans to go back to that. Or maybe there's a chance that he runs again in 4 years. He just turned 35. So it's the first time, I don't know if you know this, that you have to be a minimum of 35 years old to run for president. Sadly, there is no maximum, as we have found out. You know? And we don't get political. That's not political. Adrian, is that political?
No,
we don't get
not.
Political on this.
They're
show.
Very old.
I have a heart and face. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes political is when you go, yeah, Trump sucks, or yeah, Biden sucks. Yeah, that's okay. That's political. This saying, those dudes are old. That's just facts. Now, there are those who are also screaming at their radio, yeah, that guy sucks is also a fact. No, it's not. That's an opinion. So we don't do that.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, the Easter Bunny's going to swing by your place on Sunday, yeah?
I believe so.
Will the Easter Bunny only... I have a point to this. We'll get to it here in a second. Will the Easter Bunny only be... bringing baskets for the children's, or will it also involve the adults?
In this economy, just for the kids. True story.
I don't know why. In this economy? That's fantastic. So my brother-in-law's way into it. I didn't know this. And I guess it makes sense. Because he's like hardcore Catholic and, you know, and stuff like that. So it makes sense once you think it all the way through. But he's like, he's getting an Easter basket for my mother-in-law. I'm feeling a lot of pressure right now. I don't know. Yeah, Sean, I know you're listening right now. You're screwing up the whole family. No, I just don't. It's not something I've ever done. My wife and I have been together for a long time, and I'm like, God, man, do I have to go buy jewelry again? You know, does there need to be a bracelet somehow attached to this? So I don't know. And now where I'm really getting to, so then the whole thing kind of trickled down to, okay, so if Easter baskets are now mandatory for our get together, the one thing I know is I'm getting a really good meal out of it on Sunday. That'll be great. And, but if we did it, like, do we need to do baskets? Because he's going to do a basket. And will there be a basket for me? And if I don't get him a basket, then am I a giant jerk?
There's
so many questions. The conversation whittled itself all the way down to, yeah, hollow bunnies are acceptable during Easter, but no other time of the year. Any other time of the year, hollow chocolate is BS, and we all know it. Also, the question became, do you eat ears first or butt first? Answer me, damn you. This was... seriously.
Ears first.
You go ears first or butt first. And is black licorice gross? Are black licorice jelly beans, are they gross?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
100%.
The people who love them, and you can have all of them. It's fine. So that devolved into foods that are gross or not gross. 702-364-9898. Animal Foundation is throwing their big best in show on Sunday. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Animal Foundation. I don't know if you know this. Best in show is Sunday, April 7th at the Thomas and Mack. You can get your tickets now at animalfoundation.com. However, I happen to have four of them that we would like to give to you now. Also, on Friday, somebody's getting bumped up to the fancy VIP tickets where there's like food and booze. So, okay. 702-364-9898. So I'll just start here. Adrian, carrots, gross, not gross?
Not gross.
Cooked carrots. Gross, not gross. Because I know everybody, when you say carrots, they think raw carrots. Cooked carrots, gross, not gross.
Gross.
See?
Too mushy.
Mushy, mushy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm worried about your safety and your well-being. You have to drive home surrounded by these psychos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm good. It's only like a 10-minute drive, so we're good.
Oh, thank God. And you're going, are you going against the traffic? Like, so is it clear on your side of the highway?
For the most part. For the most part. Because I go from the Sprick to the Whitney Ranch area, so everyone's coming down or going to the airport. The only time I catch traffic is on my way in the direction towards the airport, but once I get past that, then I'm good.
Still, yikes. Yikes. Okay, so curious, and we'll just make this quick.
All right.
Carrots, gross, not gross.
Not gross.
Cooked carrots.
Absolutely delicious.
Broccoli, gross, not gross.
Oh, not gross.
Pickles, gross, not gross.
Definitely disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, I cannot stand pickles at all.
My wife's not.
The only ones that I like are sweet gherkins.
I love bread and butter pickles. This goes back to childhood. I love bread and butter pickles. And literally, we will go to Costco, buy the giant, you know, the where you got to carry it with two hands, jar of pickles. And I take a fork and just stab pickles and eat them. I love them so much.
No.
Peas, gross, not gross.
What is it, peas?
Peas.
Not gross.
Marzipan, gross, not gross.
Not gross.
I have a problem with marzipan. It's the consistency. It's not my favorite. It's weird for me.
Texture is a little weird, but it's good. I like it.
Sushi, gross, not gross.
That is my absolute favorite. I can eat that 24/7 if I have the stomach to do so.
Same. What's your favorite sushi joint?
So we go to Kaizen and Top Sushi. But I'm always open to trying new different locations.
Hokkaido over off of Town Center it's by my neighborhood. Sam in there is a magician. I'm telling you. Sam, we go in there. Sam just gives us stuff. You know, like we pay for it, but he just gives it. We don't order. He just goes, here, I got you. It's amazing.
So it's almost like a coffee style.
One in five say sushi is gross. Tofu, gross, not gross.
Not gross.
Yeah, I'm cool with it too. Mushrooms, gross, not gross.
Totally disgusting.
Really? Raisins, yeah. How raisins? Gross, not gross.
I have never really liked them. The only time I can eat them is if I make them and they have to be stuffed.
When I was a child and they wanted to shut me up. I'm not kidding you. When I was a kid and they wanted to shut me up, we had those little boxes of raisins. And my mom would be like, here, eat this. Shut up. Beets, gross, not gross.
Not gross.
Olives, gross, not gross.
Oh, those are gross. Those are disgusting.
Really? I love olives. Blue cheese, gross, not gross.
Barf. Can't do it. Can't get past the smell, the texture, the taste.
I would tell you that it's gross, but I'd eat it. I'd eat it, and I wouldn't even give two thoughts to it. I'd be like, oh, it's not so bad.
My husband likes it on his wings, and I cannot do it.
Okay, then the thing that started it all, the question that started it all, black licorice, black jelly beans, gross, not gross.
Oh, totally gross. Cannot do them. My aunt still she'll eat them all, and I'll give them all to her. Be like, here you go. Have at it. Have fun. Like, nope.
Well, once again, thank you for calling us on the way home from work, which is amazing. Oh, good Lord. And please, that's been a minute. We'll see you at Best in Show on Sunday, the 7th at the Thomas and Mack. Could get upgraded later on this week. So fingers crossed. Okay.
Thank you.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, Andrea, thank you so much. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Well, technically, we went through this. It's Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. And we'll go ahead and roll the R. We will roll the R. Give it some ritmo. No, if that's how it is, that's how it is.
Yeah, you don't... Everybody asks me, and I'm like, well, if we want to get technical.
I do. That's your name. It's important.
So, thank you.
I don't know if you noticed, I already started the clock for your 177-second survey because we're ridiculously late. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I actually went to Spice Girls Wannabe at the Excalibur last night, and that was great.
I've wanted to go to that show. Is it really as great?
It's fun. It's so much fun.
My buddy, Adam Steck, does those shows. You know, he does like that one and Australian Bee Gees. They do such a great job. They really do.
Yeah, it was a good show. it was a good show.
So you would recommend to your friends?
Yes, everybody go.
I love it. I really do want to go. Here's the one thing. I don't know if my wife, I haven't really talked to my wife about it. I don't know if she's that. I was going to go Kayla because remember, Kayla used to freaking love the Spice Girls. She'd lose her mind. might still have to do that. You know what I mean? Because we all work together now. We're just like, now we're just friends. We hang out and stuff. This is funny. 35% of Americans believe that they have the skills to host a home remodeling show. Andrea with the ritmo, do you believe that you have the skills to host a home remodeling show?
Absolutely not. I'll cry if I can't, like cutting the grass, like I just want to cry because the weed whacker gets stuck or something, you know. I can't do it.
There's a GFI, you know, those the little reset button things in your bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
We've got one of those that's out. Now it's a fairly simple process to change them. Mm-hmm. However, if you don't turn the proper power off, you could die.
Get shocked, right?
Yeah, you could die.
Okay.
And so, we couldn't figure out. I've got to call in an electrician because I practically turned the power off to the entire house, and stupid thing. The one next to it looked like it was still on. So I don't know what I'm doing. And it's not labeled very well, which bothers me to no end.
No. Of course not.
Most people, 35% say that they could do it, but 48% are like, no, I'm not doing plumbing. I'm not doing electrical work. Most people believe that they could redo their kitchen just fine. And I'm here to tell you, no, you can't.
No, not at all. You'll get not even halfway through and you'll have to pay somebody to fix your terrible job.
All right, my friend, we've got tickets for you to an upcoming game with the Vegas Thrill. Enjoy that and have an amazing day. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Helps if you turn this on. In just a minute, 4 resort hopper passes to Legoland, California. I look down, I'm like, why can't I hear anything? Legoland, California, it's because I'm so excited. Bailey, I'm so excited. You're finally here. We're finally going to hear about your weekend with this guy.
I am excited too.
Oh my God. I've been stewing over. Well, and then when you reach back out, you go, it's happening. We're going to his house. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait. So in a minute, 4 resort hopper passes to Legoland, California to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. There's so much to be excited about right now. A roarsome adventure awaits at the new Dino Valley, available at Legoland, California Resort. New rides and bricktastic Lego dinosaurs. Find out more at Legoland.com/California. But first things first.
Wow. I want to talk about roarsome and bricktastic, though.
I got you. Sounds like you had a roarsome adventure, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to use that word all the time now. Okay.
Me too. It'll be our thing. Courtney.
You and me, Chet.
It's funny. Courtney in the office. Courtney has a
cubicle apart from everybody else, but still on a main traffic thoroughfare. And so okay. I never want to bother her because she's always deep in, you know, deep at work, deep in thought. She's got a lot of people putting a lot of stuff on her. But so our mm-hmm. thing, like Rorsum with me and you, our thing, I go by Courtney and I go, psst. And that's just because I wanted to get her attention, but I didn't know if she was busy. And then what? So now we just do it back and forth to each other. We have an entire conversation in psst, and that's it. So yeah, I'm just throwing. So anyway, you finally got to see this guy's apartment.
You walked by and you psst on her.
Yeah, and then she psst back. She psst back, and that's it. And that's the entire conversation. That's, hi, how are you? Did you have a good weekend? Yes, I did. It was great. Okay, good to see you. All right, bye. Let me know if you need anything. Okay, bye. That's it. That's all really in one. Cute. Psst. So you went to the George, which is fun. You watched the Lady Rebels.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Had some drinks, a little food, but not too much because you're going to do it later. And nobody likes that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It was actually an early dinner. And he actually told me to plan on staying over at his place.
Oh, my God.
I know. Finally. He said he cleaned. And uh-huh. he was finally ready for me to see it.
This is all so weird. Yeah.
I know, right? So the game was over, and we stayed for a little while longer and watched the Golden Knights. And then right. he says, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, girl, and so are you.
I'm no, sorry. So ready. So
yeah, right?
Because you finally get... Yeah, I'm not going to say no because I've been waiting for this for like ever. I'm going, okay.
Us what? Too.
Does he have like a giant dinosaur head in his living room? What's going on?
Yeah, it's Roartastic. Wait, no, Rorsum. It's Rorsum.
Rorsum. Is his building built out of Legos? Is it Bricktastic? I don't know.
He doesn't deserve you. Just so you know, he doesn't deserve you. Not one bit. So... Okay, so you get to the apartment.
So I get to the apartment, and it's not Bricktastic, and there's no Rorsum head in there.
No.
I cannot figure out what the heck the deal was. It's really nice, and it's well put together, and there's nothing special about his apartment.
No other woman? No wife? No kids?
No, there's no evidence. Okay, so I did some snooping. He went to the bathroom and I was like looking under cushions, find things like
he
hiding photos.
Yeah. And then you go into the bathroom and you turn the water on because it sounds like you might be pooping. And then you go through everything. Yeah, to see
everything.
I get it.
No sign. No sign Nothing. Of woman there at all. None.
Come on.
It doesn't even smell. Like women were there, except, you know, for me.
Yeah, I know. I get you. And everything went as it should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good night.
I'm like, what? There's like no there. I'm thinking there's all this weirdness happening. Nothing. It's nothing.
Did you hear were you around for the calls last week? Were you around for that when we actually read the email? I never did ask you. Were you around for the email when you read it, the first one?
No, I was in a meeting and I missed it.
Ah, the one guy, and I wish I could remember his name. He came in late. He came in at the very end and brought the guy's perspective. And I'm not so sure if he's not, if he's not right about this. I will tell you this.
What did he say?
I believe, this is all a very good thing. I think it's good. So you still like this. You like this guy. Do you see a future?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It's still too soon to tell, but he's really awesome. But this is like so weird. This is like, I'm Nancy Drew right now. I'm like, what is going on? I have to snoop this guy.
Nancy Drew. I believe you have reached a milestone in the relationship, and what appeared to be a negative thing when we talked about this last week, what appeared to be potentially a negative thing, I think is a positive thing. But let's bring everybody else in on it. You, by the way, are the greatest. He doesn't deserve you, and neither does anybody. We don't deserve you. You're so good.
Oh, my gosh. So Can I tell you something?
What?
Can I tell you something? So yeah. I told my best friend about all this.
Yeah.
And she says, when you finally go to his house, check underneath his bed because he probably has a box of heads under there.
Sure. And that's why they keep it so clean, so you don't suspect.
Exactly. So you don't smell the heads decomposing. So no, gross. So I did. Like when he was in the bathroom, that's the first thing I did. I just scrambled under his bed.
And even though in your brain, your logical brain says there's no way there's heads under there, but your heart starts racing ever so slightly because there might be heads under there. Yeah.
There could be heads under there. No, it was just like those big like plastic bins that hold clothes and like, you know.
Yeah,
summer wardrobe,
fine.
Winter wardrobe, all that. Yeah, there was just a couple of those and a whole bunch of dust bunnies and not a single head to be found. So I think we're safe.
All right. If we don't go, people are going to think we are dating. So we got to go.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later. 702-364-9898. Would you like 4 Legoland passes? Listen, all I need you to do is just come up with some sort of why. I'm pretty sure based on one of the calls from last week, I really do think I know what's going on here. Bailey finally got to his apartment, finally saw it. There's nothing there. There's no reason why he wouldn't show her his apartment. I believe there was one logical explanation. Now there may be more, and that's where you come in.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, first things first, Diana, congratulations. 4 tickets, 4 resort hopper passes to Legoland, California. A roarsome adventure awaits at the new Dino Valley.
Yes, very exciting. We're very excited to go and looking forward to it a lot.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be really great. By the way, Bailey brought up Lady Rebels. Man, outside of just a couple of minutes there where Creighton hit three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer and put them out to lead. And other than that, it was the Lady Rebels were even all the way through. But just that one run that Creighton had. So Lady Rebels out of the NCAA tourney earlier, I know, than earlier than anybody thought or had hoped. And it's just, yeah. I mean, just keep banging away at it. Running Rebels, on the other hand, beat Boston College last night at the Thomas and Mack. They will go to Seton Hall Wednesday at 4 for the quarterfinals of the NIT. And Golden Knights tonight, huge game against St. Louis in St. Louis at 5 o'clock. Yeah, this is big. St. Louis, I don't know if you know, Diana, but St. Louis is chasing the Golden Knights for that last playoff spot. And so, you know, kind of got to put it on them tonight. Know what I'm saying?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I know. Okay, so Bailey finally got to go to this guy's, Bailey finally went to this guy's apartment. He was lucky enough to be blessed with her presence. He'd been putting it off for a long time, lame excuses, it's not clean, da-da-da-da-da, they always stay over at her apartment, they've been dating for a couple of months, so there's no, you know, there's no real reason for it. And after going there, she still can't find a real reason for it. So what gives?
Shucks, I don't know. It definitely was suspicion. It seemed like he was hiding something, and I don't blame her for being suspicious about it. And I probably would have just asked him. I would ask him, why did it take so long for you to bring me here? Your place looks great. It's not messy or dirty. It was suspicious. So what happened, you know?
That's what I would do. Let me try this on for size. See what you think about this. And I wish that I could remember the guy's name that called last week. But he had said, and he came in, like I said, he came in late on this whole thing and came up with a really great theory. I think this is a wonderful sign of a progression in their relationship. I think this dude had been kind of taking the gentleman's way out of, I like you. I like spending time with you. I don't want to spend all of the time with you. And therefore, when he would stay over at her house, he could leave whenever he wanted. The one thing I forgot to ask Bailey was he a sleepover kind of guy? Was he a first thing in the morning leave kind of guy? Was he, you know, what was the deal with that? But I believe that he believes that their relationship has gone to a level now where he's comfortable with her staying for however long she wants. You know what I mean? Like the next morning, he's not going to be looking to get her out of there. He's not trying to, hey, can I call you an Uber? You know what I mean? None of that.
Yeah. I think that totally makes sense for sure, I think.
I think it's a big step forward for them. And that he's not so subtly sending her a message that maybe it's time to get a little bit serious.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds right, actually. He had a little bit more control of where he was spending his time, and now you're right. He doesn't have to bust out the, can I call you an Uber? Yeah, it does seem like it seems like a big step for sure, having someone in your personal space and allowing them to see that, you know, part of your life. That is a big step for sure.
Yeah, so, and he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do the, ooh, look at the time. I got a meeting. Yeah, but it's Sunday. You know. Work never stops. You know, that kind of thing. He doesn't have any, there's none of that. So I think it's a good thing.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So just so you know, I was thinking about doing Legoland passes for relationship rehab all week. Just to, you know, because I like people to call, you know, and have a little extra juice there for people to call for. We're moving them. We're moving these to the 177 second survey. I will not have you abusing Adrian, people. I will not stand for it. Adrian, I'm looking at Adrian and just, he's got the look on his face. It's a look. Now, we haven't known each other we've known each other a long time. We haven't spent day to day together for a long time. And I've not seen that look before. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, people are yelling at me because they didn't win.
This is like, highly competitive.
And it's like, okay. And he's like, I was just asking him if they wanted to be part of relationship rehab. And that lady cursed at me. And he's like,
it's naughty words.
So, no abusing the producer. God. We'll have it. Okay. So, Legoland, we're moving to 7:40 to the 177 second survey, so then we don't have to worry about it. We can just have a winner and just call it even. So I'll shuffle the deck for tomorrow.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you for the support.
No, we're not putting up with any of that kind of activity. But thank you. And yes, if you missed it, a roarsome adventure awaits at the new Dino Valley. Now open at Legoland California Resort. It actually sounds really cool. New rides and Bricktastic Lego dinosaurs. Book now at Legoland.com/California. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by the Animal Foundation. Best in Show is coming up
ladies
Sunday, April 7th
gentlemen,
at Thomas and Matt. Your tickets are available
welcome
now at AnimalFoundation.com.
Chet Buchanan Show.
This is one best dad ever. Psycho. Little bit of both. Maybe. 37-year-old dad in Ohio, his name's Adam Sizemore, facing charges now after he kept calling his son's school to complain that they were giving the kid too much homework. He was not getting satisfaction. So, he went a bit overboard. He had called the school over and over back on February 29th and on March 1st. To say that his son had so much homework that they did not have time to hang out together. Okay? That's kind of sweet. Except at some point things got verbally abusive
and he used vulgar language. They said that at one point he threatened the principal and told the principal he better, quote, put his big boy pants on. The school eventually just stopped, you know, picking up the phone. So Adam called the police department not just once, but 18 times. Oh, and he decided to be this guy. He kept asking to talk to the chief of police, saying things like, I pay your salary. Ah, that's nice. Everybody loves that guy. I pay your salary guy. They did put him through, but the chief was not in. So Adam kept getting voicemail and Adam kept calling back. They told Adam, hey, why don't you just come down here to the station maybe and talk to the chief in person? Adam was too smart for that. He demanded that the chief of police come to his house instead. That did not happen. The chief, but some of the chief's guys, several officers did show up to arrest Adam. They charged him with menacing and telecommunications harassment. Both of those are misdemeanors, but, you know, I think the message is sent.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Somebody decided to hit the street and ask people how old they were when they first started swearing on a regular basis. 10%, 1 out of 10, said they were dropping the curses by the age of 10. Which is, okay, is that fourth grade? That's probably about right. I mean, for me, it's about right. 4% claimed they were even younger than 8. I don't think so. Most common answer was actually 1 in 5 people saying that they've never, ever fallen into the habit of regularly using bad words. And you know what I say to that? I call
real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Doing it at the Olympics is back, like they thought they were going to be able to stop them. But yet, 300,000 condoms will now be available to athletes participating in the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Ooh la la. They had banned it back during COVID. Last time we had the Olympics was 2020, and it was, 2021. They had what they called an intimacy ban. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, had imposed that ban. And who was going to be the one to enforce that? Going around knocking on doors? What are you doing? Did you know that they're trying to be inclusive, right? At the Paris Olympic Games. And I did not know that the slogan of the Paris Olympics is games wide open. So, games wide open has really been our motivation from the start, says the guy from the organizing committee. So pretty much anything goes. So get at it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Look at us just getting all over this Monday. It's already the more you know before we go. Neil Patrick Harris was the one that Steven Spielberg really wanted for Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan. But he was like, well, I really kind of want somebody who's relatively unknown. So he cast Matt Damon. Now, I know you're like, wait, what? But yeah, that was right before Good Will Hunting came out. And so, yeah, by the time Saving Private Ryan, they were able to go, hey, Saving Private Ryan with Matt Damon. But that wasn't the way it was originally supposed to go. Crazy, right? Qatar is the only country that starts with a letter Q. Iraq is the only country that ends with a letter Q. I know you're thinking about it in your head. Just trust me on this one. Astronauts who go to the International Space Station need to become fluent in both English and Russian before they go, because it's you know, Americans and Russians and other folks that speak English and Russians. Only one person from Japan has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. What? Read that again. Only one person from Japan has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. It's called Yokozuna. And everybody else since 1999 has either come from the U.S. or Mongolia. Really? By the way, hanging, you know, like in the old West, hanging is still a legal form of execution in three states. Washington, I would have never guessed. Washington, Delaware, and New Hampshire. Now, Delaware and New Hampshire, I would have guessed. Washington, I already knew. But I still, wouldn't you think like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, you know, like Wild West places, North Dakota, South Dakota, places like Wyoming, Montana, places like that. Delaware and New Hampshire and Washington? Now, that being said, those three states have all ended the death penalty, though New Hampshire still has one man on death row. And so for whatever reason, they still have hanging on the books, what, just in case they change their minds. I don't know. That's the more you know before we go. And yeah, let's go get it, man. Crush this Monday. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.